unceded airwaves listening with compassion. The committed act of listening is a key to storying experiences that honor, support, and care for those who suffer now and into the future. Pandemic as a teacher has forced the entire world to shut down and listen to the health crisis. Indigenous community responses to the pandemic have been swift and assertive in Australia and around the world. The relational care model was self-determining and reflects kinship and protocols that have been around for thousands of years. Despite the success of these self-determining community-controlled health responses, the state is still acting with disproportionate force. In small Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory, we see military presence and targeted enforcements of isolation and border laws. For now, the contraction rate is low in Australia, unlike in other Indigenous and Black communities around the world that are standing strong despite devastating death rates and ongoing impacts. President of the Australian Indigenous Doctors Association, Dr. Chris Rallabaker, sums it up in his paper, "We live in dangerous times, not unprecedented," end quote. Where the pox had failed, the musket, hate and rifle looked to finish the job. This is a reminder that in Australia we survived genocide. We all live in unceded lands and now communicate through unceded airwaves. Moments like COVID-19 reveal what we all know intuitively. Colonization of this continent has stripped us of our innate ability for self-love. How do we track the surge and resurge of growth and healing through and beyond the pandemic? One of the rebel leaders of our tribe, Elder Nancy McDenny, offered me this in conversation about notions of happiness. End quote. "Compassion is a happening. When I sit peacefully on country, Maruga Morawa, I am happy inside my tummy." This short reflection is offered up as part of a decolonizing protocol that calls for compassionate listening to guide collective action in times of crisis. The night before, children slept sound, our relations rested, Mother Earth stilled, senses attuned to the stars. Now dreams of resurgence bind unceded airwaves. Mangugiyaji, hear us. Living in the city, my little family has grown even more grateful to be sustained and held by Gadigal and Wangal lands. The experience has allowed us to reimagine ways to connect well-being and fun with ancestral well-being practices, including song, dance, and martial arts in our local parks. Indigenous culture resurgences around the world are guiding social movements and sparking radical legal inspirations and imaginations for the drastic overhaul of the system and outdated extractive laws that seek to govern us, exploit our labour, and destroy the planet. Anishinaabe legal scholar John Burroughs considers ethics of Western domination and dishonoured treaties, posing the question in law's Indigenous ethics. How is love relevant in regulation and dispute resolution, particularly when considering treaties? Gadrian Hewson is vigilant that tribes hold song traditions as liberational canons of law that will guide and rebalance life forces as we are still living with two laws. End quote. It's time for people in the cities to listen to nature again, that's all I can say. And that means listening to Indigenous peoples again and respecting our collective rights to true self-determination and climate justice. Song lines before treaty. For this resurgence to forge action, we must continue addressing alarming rates of hearing loss for Indigenous youth in Australia. Joel Sherwood Springs' work, Hearing Loss, exposed and now declares longer-term visions towards a protocol of listening within and through country in social and environmental crisis. In a recently leaked report, in Australia, our National COVID-19 Coordination Committee recommends that the government create the market for gas and build fuel infrastructure. Business as usual, right? So why focus on mechanisms and voices to this flawed parliamentary system? Mega projects blossom, and extractive industries transition into another exploitative neoliberal market. Now more than ever, we must confront the politics that forge pandemics on unceded lands And we must ensure that future generations stay courageous and compassionate in rebuilding, renewing our own self-determining communities of care. Māngu gijiyāji.